I'm glad to see you here today. I honestly didn't expect you to come back after how intense our first session was. I realize our sessions are court-mandated, but coming here is still a choice you can make. Speaking of, your paperwork says you're mandated to attend at least 12 sessions to address your anger issues. That's 3 months' worth of work. Do you think you can put up with me for that long? Well, like I said, technically you do have a choice. What we do here won't be successful unless you want it for yourself. And, so far, it seems like you do. Tell me how those deep breathing exercises worked for you. You mentioned when you came in that you had to use them at least once. Okay. So some guy cut in line in front of you, and instead of blowing up, you took a minute to breathe? And then what? Oh, that's wonderful. It wasn't worth getting bent out of shape over, right? I'm glad to hear it's working for you. Where do you think your anger comes from? That's very insightful. I can also see how fighting for pretty much everything as a kid would lead you to feel the need to fight for everything as an adult. I want you to keep working with those exercises I gave you, and we'll continue to practice them here as often as you need. What else comes up for you this week? Of course, you can ask me anything. Go for it. Okay, hold on. Hold on. You started a new job? That's awesome. I'm very happy to hear that. And, okay, you're worried that your anger might get in the way of a successful career. In what ways? Okay. Oh, you will definitely have a boss at some point who you don't agree with 100% of the time. The point is for you to be able to put your disagreements aside and get the work done. You know this. You've had plenty of jobs and a pretty successful career so far. So maybe we can talk about what that might look like for you. Okay. Imagine you've arrived on time for your work shift, but for some reason you weren't able to clock in. Maybe the machine was down for the morning, maybe you have a faulty key card. Either way, it looks like you're late. Your boss comes over, demanding to know why you weren't on time. What do you do? Wait a minute. I wouldn't start by calling them a son of a bitch just yet. Think diplomatic. You're in the right. Is there a way for you to calmly express yourself? There you go. Not only were you on time, but you were able to tell your boss what happened without getting flustered. There will also be times where you may not be right. You know this too. Maybe you are actually late. How do you feel about the idea of taking accountability? It's basically where you admit to being wrong, but make a commitment to making it right. How does that sound to you? Okay, maybe you can give me an example of when you took accountability for something. Wait, that's not... Wait, hold on a second. I can see you getting worked up. Take a minute. Let's try some of those deep breathing exercises. Don't look at me like that. You said yourself they're helpful to you. Now, close your eyes. Take a second to feel every part of your body. Feel your back resting against the couch. Feel your arms at your side. And feel your feet on the floor. Take a deep breath in. And out. Again, in. And out. One more time. In. And out. Go ahead and listen to the quiet of the room, the clock ticking, the sound of my voice. Feel your body relaxing, starting from your toes. Feel your toes relaxing as you breathe in and out. Now your legs. Both of your legs feel free of tension or pain. Don't forget to breathe. Feel your body sink further into the couch. Feel your breathing get more and more relaxed. Your shoulders have dropped. Your muscles feel nice and loose. Breathe in and out one more time for me. In and out. Now, open your eyes. How do you feel? You feel calm, right? You look like it. Oh, no, that's okay. It's normal to get an erection when you're feeling relaxed. It's fine. Really. How long have I been practicing therapy? It's been about 10 years. I know therapy isn't for everyone, but it's proven to be helpful for a lot of people. So, I love it. Yes. You seem very curious about me. Do you fear that I'm unqualified to help you? I've been doing some research lately on relaxation methods and their effectiveness with anxiety, anger management, and sexual satisfaction. I was hoping you might agree to participate. Yeah? Well, you technically don't have to do anything. You've already signed the consent to treatment form. However, this method of treatment is brand new, so we can stop at any time. Do you understand? I want you to close your eyes like you did before. I'm going to count to 10, and I want you to breathe in and out very deeply and very slowly. Just like before, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Open your eyes for me. Do not say a word. Keep your eyes on me, okay? I'm going to make myself a little more comfortable. Since you are so relaxed, This shouldn't excite you too much, right? I'll just unbutton my blouse a little bit. I hope my chest doesn't make you uncomfortable. I have to button my blouses all the way up to hide my cleavage. You look like you don't mind one bit. Thankfully, my skirt is sensible. It comes down just above my knee, so I don't have to worry about any wardrobe malfunctions while we do this. Tell me, what do you think could help you manage your anger better than you have? Well, what types of thing usually make you angry in the first place? When people think they can get over on you. Like that asshole in the store. I wonder if he thought you might be a pushover. A pussy. Maybe he didn't think any of that. But, regardless, he still disrespected you, didn't he? Uh-huh. And what about some of your friends? Have you still not heard from some of them since the incident? Why do they get to judge you for making a mistake? Who the fuck are they? Why do you have to work twice as hard to get half as far? Huh? I can see your fists are balling up a little. I'll go ahead and unbutton my blouse the entire way. I want you to look at me and observe your reaction. You see? My tits sit up nicely in this pretty lacy bra, don't they? What are you noticing in your body? I can see you're breathing heavier. Look. Do you see my panties? They match. You like how my pussy looks with my legs spread like this? You look like you do. I bet you want to do more than just look, don't you? I'm gonna come over to the couch and sit on your lap, okay? May I ask, when's the last time you've had sexual intercourse? Oh, that long. Why do you think that is? Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel good. I didn't expect this. Oh, you can touch my ass, that's okay. Why do you think it's been so long for you, huh? You know what I think? I think you're looking for a specific type of woman. You don't mind if I grind on you a little, do you? Fuck. I think you've been settling your whole fucking life, and you don't want to settle anymore. I think you know exactly the type of woman you want. Someone who's like you. Strong. Capable. Respectable. It's quite a shame that people haven't been treating you with the respect you deserve. Maybe it's time that we change that. Fuck. You have really nice lips. How does it make you feel when people assume they can treat you like shit? Yeah? Show me. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Again. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I think I want you to face fuck me. I can't help myself. Come on. Yeah. Let me kneel down in front of you and get this blouse all the way off. I'll keep my bra on. I like that you think it's pretty. And get these fucking pants off. Oh, fuck. You are hard. Give it to me. Fuck. Choke me with it, baby. Show me how to respect you. Oh, fuck. Go ahead. Don't stop fucking my face until you're satisfied. Just how much of your hard work goes unnoticed? How much of it goes unrewarded? Huh? Tell me. Not here, right? Not with me. I'm here to remind you how fucked up that is, and that I want you to take it out on me. Okay? That's right. Thrust those hips up into my mouth. Fuck. Look at you. Fuck, you look so incredibly sexy. You want more, baby? Do you think you could even... fuck. Okay. Okay. Fuck. You want me here? Bent over the couch? Okay. You just put me right where you want me. I like that. Feeling your strong hands throw me around. Oh, I want to watch while you tease my entrance through my panties. Hike my skirt up over my waist, baby. Yeah, like that. Tease my pussy. I fucking love it. Look at me, baby. Push my panties to the side and fuck me already. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, I can take it. Don't you fucking worry. Fuck, please. Deeper, please, yes. Oh, fuck. Baby, am I enough woman for a big, strong, and powerful man like you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Nice and slow like that, yeah? Oh, fuck. I love that slow shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just... Fuck, let me enjoy this for a little bit, baby. Oh, fuck. Baby, you've got my face pushed into this couch with my ass all the way in the air, fucking me like a goddamn slut. Oh, fuck. But, baby, fuck. Oh, baby, look at me. I need more. I need you to show me what you can do. I want you to fuck my ass. I need it. And I don't want it slow. And I don't want you to be nice. I don't even want you to fucking use lube. Oh, come on, baby. I want you to show me that you're willing to do the work. I want to know that you're willing to learn to demand respect without losing your cool. You've got a lot of pent-up aggravation. I know it. Let me help you get rid of some of it so you can be the awesome motherfucker I know you are. Fuck my ass. Right fucking now. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck, fuck. Okay, wait. Fuck. I know I said I didn't want it slow, but you gotta hold the fuck on. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, fuck, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, yes, baby, give me more. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my gosh. You are all the way in. Fuck. I knew you wouldn't need any lube. I am fucking soaked. Give me a second. Fuck. Okay. Fuck me. Go ahead. Please. I fucking need this. So bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Don't worry about me. I can take it. Oh, fuck. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I want to see what you can do. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, make it hurt, baby. I need to feel you. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck, just like that, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at you relieving your frustrations with my delicious ass. Oh, you won't even need to blow up at the next motherfucker, will you? Oh, you'll be so calm. Fuck. You won't even care. You'll be too busy thinking about this, won't you? You are not to be fucked with, right, baby? And those so-called friends of yours? The ones that don't give you the space to make mistakes? Do you really need them? No, I don't think so either, baby. Now you've got the opportunity to fill your circle with friends who are kind and understanding, just like you. Oh, fuck. And by the end of this, you'll be able to manage your anger in a healthy way. I'll make sure of it. I want to be the reason for that. I want you to use me for that. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Pull me back onto you. Fuck. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck, baby. Baby, I'm gonna fucking come, okay? Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, make me fucking come. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck, that's it, baby. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, baby, you sound like you're close, too. Keep fucking me. I want you to come deep in my ass, okay? Can you do that for me? Yeah. Fuck. Come on, baby. Come on. Come in my ass. Come on, fill me up. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, that's it, baby. Fuck, I can feel that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I hold on. Let me get myself together. Pull my skirt back down and stick my tits back into my bra so I can have a conversation. Our time's about up for today. I'm incredibly optimistic about your potential. I've also learned a lot from this session, but I think I could learn a lot more. You've already shown so much progress, and this is only our second session. Keep trying those breathing exercises this week, okay? Especially the ones that you know work best for you. Next week, I want to introduce some more techniques into our work together. I'll need to conduct more research, I think. In the meantime, I'll see you next week.